Hi, this is the Corin Tucker Band, and you're listening to The Melting Pot on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and all over the world at kpfk.org.
This is Melting Pot, here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes, and I am your host for this program. Today, our last show of the year, we're taking a look at some of the vinyl that I picked up all throughout 2012. And for me, one of the biggest influences on my listening habits and on my digging habits, and even though he didn't like that term too much, and a lot of other music-related stuff, was a guy out of Oakland by the name of Matthew Africa, who passed away on Labor Day of this year, and paid tribute to him earlier in the year. And there are quite a few things that I picked up this year that were things that remind me of him and things that he had played in mixes that I either never had or just needed to track down. So this is a track, I know a lot of people, especially here in LA, associate this one with Dilla because it's one of the many things that showed up on Dilla's Donuts, which was kind of a nice kind of swan song. But in the same way, also showed up on Matthew's final mix, brilliant 45 mix. I didn't realize this track was even released on a 45, but lo and behold, it was. But I have it off the 12-inch, the record Just Being Myself from Dionne Warwick, and the song is You're Gonna Need Me right now on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Wake up, wake up. que a vida é boa. Não se assuste, pessoa, se eu lhe disser que a vida é boa. Enquanto eles se batem, dê um rolê e você vai ouvir apenas quem já dizia: eu não tenho nada antes de você ser. Eu sou, eu sou, eu sou, eu sou amor, da cabeça aos pés. Eu sou, eu sou, eu sou amor, da cabeça aos pés. Eu sou, eu sou, eu sou amor, da cabeça aos pés. E só tô beijando o rosto de quem dá valor.
You know, it saddens me to see so many of my sisters and brothers strung out on this thing called drugs. But let me tell you something. If you just got to be strung out on something, sisters, be a junkie for your man's love. And brothers, be a junkie for your woman's love. Now dig where I'm coming from. Dig me. I'm a junkie for my baby's love.
I haven't been the same.
You're listening to KPFK and Melting Pot. All vinyl show here at the end of the year, showcasing some of the best things I dug up. including this, you know, it's under Electric Prunes, but I always just consider this another David Axelrod record, especially this one, Release of an Oath, because it's essentially the David Axelrod group with that amazing rhythm section of Carole Kaye and Earl Palmer, probably Howard Roberts on the guitar, General Confessional, the name of the song from Release of an Oath. A bunch of tracks, really, you could say, in dedication to Matthew Africa. Hold on a second. Let me try and throw on some more Axelrod here to reach across. There we go. In dedication, tribute to Matthew Africa in some respects. In that last set, all things that I heard that remind me of him, or things that I wouldn't have heard really without him. One of the first artists we really bonded over was Axelrod's music, in addition to, I think, Arthur Lee of Love. And so that also has a really big place in my heart and makes me think about Matthew quite a lot. In the set, you also heard a 7-inch 45 from Hank Ballard. I'm a Junkie for My Baby's Love, recorded on the Chess record label, I guess for Cadet, actually. Where is it? Hold on. Yeah, here it is. It's on the Chess record label, actually. Yeah, and produced by Gene Barge. So Chicago area record. This is the only side, I think, that, or two sides that Hank Ballard produced in this period of time. It seems like 1970, 1971. And I'm pretty sure that Pete Causey is playing on this record. Just that guitar just sounds kind of like him. Pretty cool stuff. And I bet there's, you know, there's probably in some place in Chicago, there's like a whole record's worth of music from that period. Also in the set, Gal Costa de Un Rol, the name of the track from a live record she did called Gal a Todo Vapor. I literally just kind of walked into that one at the beginning of one of Matthew's radio shows back in Berkeley when we used to be on the radio together. Started off his show with that. Just amazing track, amazing record. Start things off with Dionne Warwick, You're Gonna Need Me, from the album Just Being Myself. And in addition to that, Hank Ballard, one of the many tracks that's on kind of Matthew's swan song for us, Matthew Africa Plays 45s, which you can still see on his blog. You know, Oliver and I think some of the other DJ friends of Matthew are working on keeping his blog up so that everyone has access to all that great music. And you can find it just easily. Just Google Matthew Africa, and you'll find your way there. In the background, as I was saying, there was music from David Axelrod. For a long period of time, I thought this was really the first kind of Christian rock music, the music that he did with the Prunes, Release of an Oath, and also Mass in F Minor. But then recently, I ran into this record from a group out of West Virginia called Mind Garage. And they have a long piece on there called The Electric Liturgy that they didn't record until 1970, but apparently they were playing it around just about the same period of time that Axelrod got together those Electric Prunes records. And so, I don't know, I guess kind of a debate, but they're all really good. I'm going to play you just the kind of last track of the whole side-length Electric Liturgy. This is the Recessional from Mind Garage right here on KPFK and Melting Pot. Thank you.
Thank you. the coming super president of the world. Great is the mystery of godliness. So wrote the Apostle Paul to young pastor Timothy. Here is one of the great mysteries of the kingdom of God. In spite of the almost overwhelming rise of Antichrist powers in the end times, the kingdom of God shall not fail. Jesus prophesied, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." St. Matthew records the Savior's words, "It is given to you to know the mysteries." There is another mystery force at work in this world today. The Apostle Paul calls it the mystery of iniquity. Paul also speaks of the coming of the man of sin, the son of perdition, the coming super president of the world. This seemingly godlike man is in fact a human Satan, appearing as an angel of light, a peacemaker in a war-weary world. John identifies him as the Antichrist, and finally, as the beast that ariseth. His coming to power follows the rapture of the church, the time of the resurrection of believers who have died in the faith, and the translation of, I conservatively estimate, 100 million born-again believers. His reign is worldwide during the last 3.5 years of the 7 years tribulation, the time of the great sorrows which follows the rapture of the church. In 1776, a Bavarian by the name of Adam Weishaupt met with 12 disciples of Satan in Munich, Germany, to launch a diabolical organization known as the Illuminati. This Illuminati was designed to overthrow all governments and religions. The leaders hoped to create a power vacuum into which they could move and fulfill their designs for world domination.
Sensations, familiar old vibrations. Somehow I know your radiations to the core.
Come this way before, and you. breathing clean, fresh air today. I'm alive. Yes, I am. And I'm real. I can taste and touch and see and feel. I'm alive. I'm alive. And I'm doing my thing and saying my song.
You're listening to KPFK and Melting Pot. Music from Mount Rushmore in the background. From their second record, 69, the name of the song is Toe Jam. Sampled by a few. You also heard music sampled by Ghostface Killah. What, about a year or two ago? Johnny Thunder, his version of the song I'm Alive. 7-inch on the Collar record label. We heard Nancy Pretty in the set, who is Christina Applegate's mother, just in case you don't know. You've Come This Way Before, the name of the record, and also the song. So happy to run into that at Groove Merchant. We had music from a guy by the name of David Lewis. I don't know if he was a reverend or not, but he had some interesting ideas of the coming super president of the world. That is a record. On the flip side of that are what I presume to be his daughters, Becky and Sandy, who are featured on the cover. I Know Where I'm Going is the name of the album. That's probably the craziest find of the entire year, that record. Put out on a very small label called Mission Records in Tennessee, I think. The Ami Sun out of France, also in the set Eclosion, the name of the song from the record Catalyse. And start things off with Mind Garage from the Electric Liturgy. You heard Recessional from that group. Gonna get into the last set of music I have before Folk Scene comes up here at 6 o'clock. So one more set of vinyl. This one also coming from France, as was the case with the Ami Sun in our last set, from Jacques Dutronc, from a 7-inch EP. That's the thing that's always cool about a lot of these European singles. They have a lot more songs than the 45s do from here in the States. There are 4 tracks on this one. And my favorite is this one. It's almost kind of like a proto-rap song, even though it's way before rap came out. Je te loue, te veux, te beau, from Jacques Dutronc. And you'll see what I mean here in a second. Right now on KPFK and Melting Pot.
The France Dimanche, Art Diderot, l'humanité, le veuve Picot, Lénine et le satiricon, Bossuet et la fille Napoléon, ici Paris, le plan du métro, puis les pensées de Mao, le papin et le dictionnaire, de l'Alsace et puis du Sancerre.
Never see me. I'll do the boogaloo. estava na tristeza que dava dó. Vivia vagamente e andava só. Mas eis que de repente me apareceu um brotinho lindo que me convenceu, dizendo que eu devia vestir azul, que azul é cor do céu e seu olhar também. Então o seu pedido me incentivou, vesti azul. Minha sorte então mudou, vesti azul. Minha sorte então mudou. Passei a ser olhado com atenção e fui agradecer pela opinião. Então senti que o broto estava toda mudada, parecia até que estava apaixonada. Então eu fiz charminho e acrescentei, só vim aqui saber como eu fiquei. E aquele olhar do broto me confirmou, vesti azul. Minha sorte então mudou, vesti azul. Minha sorte então mudou. Então eu fiz charminho e acrescentei, só vim aqui saber como eu fiquei. E aquele olhar do broto me confirmou, vesti azul. Minha sorte então mudou, vesti azul. Minha sorte então mudou.
Todo mundo agora comigo, é!
Vesti azul.
わたしの愛に答えてね。あなたに手紙を書いたの指。わたしの気持ちわかるかしら。 私の愛に答えてね。 あなたを待ちきれず告白をしたの。 私の愛に答えてね。 あなたに手紙を書いたの指。 私の気持ち わかるかしら。 あなたの名前に「愛してますと かなか口に出せないものね。私の愛に答えてね。一人で頬染めて告白をしたの。
All right, that's just going to about close things out here on Melting Pot. Music from Jun Maezumi, a song that's titled Answer to Me that I don't think was on any of the many 45s that she released. It's only on the record, 12-inch record, for Angel Love, which also features Black Room, maybe her most famous cut. Also in the set, Wilson Simonal, a record I've been looking for years, trying to figure out a mystery, because that music ended up on a totally different record. Finally figured it out this year. Vesti Azul, the name of the song, from a collection of music he recorded in the 60s, simply titled Wilson Simonal. Another record I've been looking for a long, 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 long time, in the original 12-inch version of Juice's Catch a Groove, the one that has the break. And, yeah, long time looking for that one. Latin Blues Band ahead of that, I'll Be a Happy Man, the name of the song, from Take a Trip, Pussycat. And start things off with Jacques Dutronc, Je te loue, tu veux, tu peux, the name of the song from a 7-inch that he put out in the late 60s on Disques Vogue. That's all I got for you in terms of the vinyl for this year. We'll see what 2013 has for us. Next week, our first show of the new year, we'll actually be taking a look back at all the music that came out in 2012. So our Best of 2012 show will be next week here on Melting Pot. We'll even have some extra music on the blog, which will probably get archived the Monday after. And if you want more music, just check out meltingpotblog.com. Check for us on Facebook at facebook.com/meltingpotradio as well. Folk Scene is up next. Y'all take care. I'll see you in the new year.